You're listening to Changing Direction Radio with Michelle Rosenthal, post-trauma coach, author of Before the World Intruded, Conquering the Past and Creating the Future, and the founder of HealMyPTSD.com. What does trauma treatment look like? I would like to introduce you to a woman with the answers. Her name is Judy Crane. She is the head of The Refuge, a healing place. Judy has over two decades of experience working in both residential and outpatient settings. And in 2003, so really a decade ago, that's how long she's been even more deeply entrenched in the process of treatment. Since 2003, she brought her years of specialized training and her distinctive insights on treating trauma and addiction to create The Refuge, a healing place, which is right here in Florida. Under her leadership, The Refuge has grown to become one of the foremost leaders in treating trauma, PTSD, and addiction. So if anyone would have answers to the trauma treatment question, it would be Judy Crane. And Judy, I want to welcome you back to Changing Direction Radio. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Michelle. I'm happy to be here.
Well, I just love talking to you because of your energy and your insights and your personal experience in all of this. So let's talk about, from the beginning, let's just have a baseline here. When we talk about treatment, quote unquote, in the area of trauma, what exactly does that mean? Like when I want to treat a skinned knee, I know that means I've got to clean the wound, I have to put some bacitration and slap a Band-Aid on it. What are we talking about in terms of trauma treatment?
Well, you know, I suppose you could describe it similarly. We need to clean the wound. So, but first we have to know where the wound is, what it is. Sometimes the wound is not easily seen, but the aches, the pains, and the signs and symptoms of the wound are evident. So if you're talking about trauma, what we're seeing are the signs and symptoms that are evident, the behaviors, the coping mechanisms that we see that say, you know what, there's a problem here. Sometimes our folks know exactly what the problem is, and sometimes they don't. They just know that they haven't felt good for a really long time, and they feel broken in many places, whether they feel their heart is broken or their brain is broken or the systems are shutting down. So trauma treatment, you know, I started out in addictions treatment, and we did all of that wonderful addictions treatment, the steps that work, the Hazelton model that works for substance abuse treatment. But what I saw were the chronic relapses that were happening. And so when I bring somebody here to the Refuge for treatment, we're going to start out with the story. Tell me your story. Tell me your story. And we tell the story in multiple ways. Our clients come in with a story that they have been telling for a long time. And sometimes it's a family story. Sometimes it's a kind of a mythology. Sometimes it's a story that their body physically tells us because they come in here with a lot of somatic issues. So when we're talking about trauma treatment, we start out, again, telling the story. First, we're going to offer the client the opportunity to say who I am, who I was, and who I want to be. And we get a lot of information from that particular exercise. We offer our clients the opportunity to tell the story in a trauma egg, which starts to develop from very early on and sometimes before birth into in utero or generational history, and we get the history that the client has that is their trauma history. And as they're creating this trauma egg, you start to see patterns that are created. The ability for our clients to start to see the layers and layers and layers of trauma gives them a perspective that says, okay, you know, I've been feeling bad for so long, and now it makes sense. It makes sense. I should be feeling bad. I've experienced an awful lot of stuff. And here it is, right in front of me. And oftentimes from telling the story, our clients get an understanding that they're not bad people trying to get good. They're wounded people trying to get well. And from the storytelling, we start to look at what might work for each client, because for each client it might be different. We use lots of experiential pieces. We use psychodrama. We use somatic experience. We use some EMDR in conjunction with other treatments. We use art therapy, music therapy. We use activities such as equine therapy, which are extraordinary because equine experience replicates the behaviors and patterns that people have been using forever. Only within that equine experience, you can look and say, oh, wow, I have been doing this my whole life, and here I am attempting to do that in this equine exercise. And they see things with their senses. So when we talk about trauma treatment, we're talking about visceral sensory cellular treatment. Trauma is experienced on the visceral sensory cellular level, and treatment has to take place, in my estimation, on the visceral sensory cellular level. So we use those kind of modalities. We use DBT, meditation, massage, yoga, all of those things that help our clients get in touch with this very wounded body that they've had. Oftentimes they've been numb for so long they have no idea of the connection between their emotions and their body. You know, I know that you've seen that the chart that shows emotions, the smiley faces with the emotions that say depressed, anxious, sad,
mm-hmm.
happy. Well, our clients don't know what they're feeling. And so we are in a position to be able to help them to start identifying their feelings. With trauma survivors, as you know, Michelle, trauma survivors shut down early.
Mm-hmm.
They shut down with the first trauma event. They find a way to cope with that trauma. And for some folks, it might be that sugar helps them to numb. For some, it might be masturbation helps them to numb. And all of a sudden, they found the solution to not feeling the pain around the trauma. So when we have clients come in here, not only are they coming in anxious and depressed, but they're coming in with substance addictions, and they're coming in with eating disorders, and they're coming in with sex and love and relationship issues, and they're coming in with self-harming behaviors. All those things that have prevented survivors from feeling the pain. So,
Judy, go ahead.
I was just going to say, so the goal of trauma treatment is to be able to strip away those coping mechanisms very gently so that we can begin to feel, so we can begin to experience the pain and the grief and the sadness and the horror and the emptiness that has been created by the trauma, to really be able to look at it, re-experience the trauma in a much more gentle way, to walk through it, to get to the other side. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it all makes total sense, and I think even in trauma recovery, we have such a need to make sense. Everything seems so meaningless afterward, and what happened to us, I know for a long time, I tried to find meaning in what happened to me. And in fact, I wrote my entire memoir before the world intruded. It was really, I hadn't planned to publish it. I just was looking for what's the meaning in how this happened to me and why and who have I become now. And it really, you know, what it taught me was we can't always find meaning in what happened to us. Sometimes we have to make meaning come out of what happened to us. And, you know, recovery and treatment is such a great step toward that. So let me ask you, I know there are a couple of different types of approaches. For example, deep, intense core work versus healing the mind, body, and spirit. What do you think of those two? And how do you see them work in treatment?
Well, they have to work in tandem. They have to work in tandem because as our clients come in, and ideally for our clients it's a 90-day program, but we also have, I have done, in you know, 5-day intensives with folks who can can do 5 days and go back to their life because, you know, maybe they can have some revelation in 5 days. But for most people, that trauma treatment takes a long time. So folks come in and we're getting right in there to the deep core work, the places which are trying to give answers. I always look at the deep core work as a puzzle. You know, it's like this mystery that's going on and saying, well, I know that this, this, and this happened, but I don't know about this. And so that core work that says, I was abandoned and neglected, sometimes just being able to say the words for the first time and to acknowledge that what looked like a perfect family maybe wasn't a perfect family, and that, yes, in fact, at my core, the pain is around abandonment and neglect or whatever the trauma issues are. So when we're telling the story and we're going in and doing psychodramas or we're doing somatic experience, we're getting into the core piece. But at the same time, we also have to be doing the mind, body, and spirit work. I believe they have to work in tandem. And I believe within our program that that's what's happening. There's a lot of pain. There's a lot of release. There's a lot of opportunity for a client to look at their past and get an answer that they didn't have. So if we bring in the family, and the family may have a key piece that the client didn't know. For instance, clients who come in and look like they have had maybe sexual abuse, because all the signs and symptoms point to sexual abuse. Maybe they are acting out sexually. Maybe there's a piece there that's going on that really says to a very alert therapist, yep, looks like sexual abuse. And we get a family member in there and we say, you know, any chance there were some medical issues when your loved one was young? I cannot tell you, Michelle, how often someone says to me, yeah, you know, when she was 3 years old, she had a clogged urethra and she had to have surgery. Bingo. That looks like sexual abuse to a child at three. That feels like it's that betrayal, that intrusion, that hospital stay. All of those things might look like or feel like or react like sexual abuse to a child. And yet, we didn't have that piece of the puzzle. When that piece of the puzzle comes, I have seen more clients make a shift because now it makes sense. Mm-hmm. But you're right. Sometimes we can't make it make sense. And so our job as clinicians is to help our clients understand that the mind, body, and spirit has the answers.
Oh, I like that, and what a great place to bring us to. In, I know we're all out of time for how your schedule is working today, but I wanted to sort of highlight what you just said because it pulls together everything in such a great positive perspective. You know, there are so many people who say you can't get to a better place, it's impossible to heal, treatment doesn't really work, you're broken, you can't be fixed, and yet everything that you've been saying, Judy, really speaks to the idea that there are ways to feel better. And I'm so grateful for the work that you're doing and for the passion with which you do it. So thank you for that and also for being here with me today.
Well, thank you, Michelle. And we'll talk soon.
Yes, I have follow-up questions. So we are definitely, you are, well, The Refuge, A Healing Place, is one of our sponsors. So you will be back next month, and we'll pick up this thread and then add to it further by talking about trauma resolution and what that looks like and what it means and how to achieve it. So let's continue our conversation.
Perfect. Thank you. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you. All right, so that was Judy Crane. She is the woman behind The Refuge, A Healing Place, and you can find out more about them at therefuge-ahealingplace.com. For more information about Changing Direction Radio and to listen to our free archives and podcasts, visit changeyouchoose.com.